Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is Grammy Award-winning pianist, composer, and bandleader Arturo O'Farrell, the son of the late Chico O'Farrell. Arturo spent his early years playing with the Carla Bley Big Band and developing his skill as a solo jazz pianist. For 15 years, he directed the band that preserved his father's music, the Chico O'Farrell Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra, and he founded his own ensemble, the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. As a bandleader and soloist, he's toured the world and put out a number of acclaimed albums, including his 2014 release, The Offense of the Drum, which won a Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album. Arturo O'Farrell, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you for having me. I'm very delighted to be here today.
It's really great to be able to speak to you because you are an extraordinary individual in that you are a musical historian, you are an educator, and first and foremost, a wonderful musician who has stretched the boundaries of music in ways that I don't think anybody would have dreamt possible. I look at what you do and I say, boy, I know nothing about music.
It's funny because I feel like the host of a travel show. I feel like the Globetrekker lady or Anthony Bourdain or something. Because what I do is I scour the ends of the earth to find things that really work with the music that I love, which is big band Latin jazz and jazz in general. And I try to find sources of sustenance and nutrition for this art form, which are almost inevitably throughout the planet.
With Latin music, what would be an entry point for somebody who doesn't have much familiarity with it?
Well, I find that there's some recordings by Tito Puente, Gózalo, El Timbalero. These are records at the early 50s that are really entry level. They're beautiful. They're brilliant. They're amazingly brassy and syncopated, but they're not challenging. And a lot of people always want to know where the downbeat is in Latin music. And and these records are so kind of so beautiful and basic that you can find it. It's not and then, you know, you graduate to records by Machito, Tito Rodriguez, Chico O'Farrell, wonderful recordings that are very much at the forefront of what we call Latin jazz now and really the introductory material to this whole genre.
Well, your father is, of course, such an iconic figure for what he did to bring Cuban music to the United States and create an awareness of a genre that grew and grew and grew. And you, like your father, do not see boundaries with the possibilities of the music.
It's funny because a lot of people, you know, they want me to play Chico's music, and we do play Chico's music, but I think it's more important to capture the essence of and the spirit of a great artist sometimes and further their work as opposed to playing their works. And so I play a lot of my father's music, yes, but at the same time, I really agree with you. I caught what I call the malcontent part of Chico, which is that he had artistic ADD. He had to keep innovating. He had to be progressing and mixing up elements. And I think I got that from him, this kind of restlessness and this desire to move the art forward at every opportunity that I can.
I'd like to ask you to play something that you've written, a piece that has the intriguing title, With Whom I Am Well Pleased.
It's a reference to some something in the Bible, but it really has to do with looking at young musicians, and especially my son Zachary, and seeing them begin their journey, the same journey that I've been on, that my father was on, and realizing that they have integrity and they have musicality, they have vision, they have innovation, they're just starting out. And so I couldn't be happier to see, because we, you know, I'm an educator as well, and I see a lot of young musicians, and I realize that we're in good hands. They're pretty restless too. They're pretty malcontent. And they're not going to just accept the dogma that I give them, which is wonderful because it means that the music has a chance and it'll go on. And so I am well pleased in Zach and Adam and all my young cohorts.
So music is the family business.
Yeah, well, that's the bad part, of course, because you know, they have to make a living. Right. Otherwise, they're going to ask me for money.
Well, let's listen now to With Whom I Am Well Pleased, performed by our guest, Arturo O'Farrell. Thank you. You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.